Meeting to order here for 20 seconds at 1800. All rise for the pledge. Pledge of allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. Welcome, everyone. Anybody on, we'll give the public a few minutes maybe to get on here and comment if there were to be.
No, that was just for that.
All right, we'll go ahead and move on now. Close the public comment, move on to agenda review and adoption. Any changes to the agenda that need to be made?
Here in council, I have none.
Also, any changes? If not, I look for motion. Moving seconded to approve the agenda as written. Discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Pass. Then for a motion to approve the consent agenda. Moving seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor? And I, all opposed? Passes. Next item on the docket is the COVID, or no, the Hamburg Fire Department ear dryer and washer. We had a chance to look at those. Staff, anything to add or any questions? Council for staff.
But I did verify with Hilgers they're using the
same.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like we have two bids, one from Diversified, one from Hilgers. First fight's at $658. Hilgers is at $1,250. Any thoughts? Otherwise, I look for us to make a decision.
Oh, man,
where's
the
first
Norwood.
Bones and
Proper second.
Moved and seconded to go ahead and award the bid to Hilgers. Question? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to old city business, the big rigid rental fee for.
It was brought to my attention from the club that they were wondering, since it's kind of a city festival, if they're be charged a fee or if they would get the reduced rental
fee. What do we do to you?
I believe we charge them $200.
Do we have a $10?
Above and beyond.
Also, thoughts?
When did the city?
The reason we give them that city designation is that they have their license.
Councilman Bowman, I see right now, you just let go with.
The reduced rate would be $50.
So moving seconded to go ahead and reduce the rental fee for the big rib jig to $100. Any further discussion?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Aye, all opposed. Passed. Next item on the docket is the intent approval or the intoxication liquor license. Any additional questions anybody has in regards to what we're trying to achieve here?
My only thing to add to that, Council Mayor, would be if we want to charge them a fee for the typically for a 3-2 license, we don't charge, but for the bar it's $1,200. But then you gotta remember the baseball club's only probably operating 3-4 months.
And then maybe 15.
And then we can just do what we do is we just have them pay for the, which is $100.
They're always
here. Also, then it looks like I need a motion to approve the intoxicated liquor license and some of the license under the second to go ahead and award the intoxicated liquor license and some of the license.
So if everybody's familiar where the from center field to right field where the driveway is there to the ball. It was kind enough to get an estimate from Miller's to pave that. And I believe that is talked to the baseball club. And they have agreed for option two of that estimate if the city is willing to pay for option two. If we were to consider that or look at that, there's a couple options for financing. We have reserves, street improvements. We could use that. We're probably going to save about $2,000, a little over $2,000 from taking that out of the seal coating bid. So we're really got to come up 10 grand. So we can either look at using, you know, now that we're still going to get LGA, we can look at using LGA and then putting the rest back in street fund. There'd be options available there, so that way we could get it done this year and get banks before, you know, the regions and state and all that are coming up. And it, what do you think, Scotty? It's been 30 years since it's been done, so it's.
Also, additional thoughts or questions?
And 7
I guess, and my thought would be is if we go ahead and make the motion, let's go ahead and take funds from the enterprise fund and then reimburse the LGA money. 99%.
Right.
Motion?
Yeah.
Awkward second. We'll move and second it to go ahead. Approve the bid with Roland Miller's and Son, the paving driveway at the park. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All in favor.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed? Move on then to the next bullet point in this, more of an FYI. Nothing new to report there. As you guys can see, it'll be 2022 before that gets finished. Moving on then to business. Comp plan rezoning amendments.
So I just wanted to add the information now that we have the letter put together. So there again, just kind of informational thing that we'll be doing the comp plan amendments. And that's basically for, as you can see on the map, three areas that we can classify. And that's for the, now that we know that the Trevich property and part of the railroads is the limits. And then also for the parcel that William Miller's and Son annexed in and the stormwater. That public hearing too will also be looking at use map for the city too.
Folks, any questions for staff on? We already had the motions. Well, then we'll move on to city council.
Have a meeting tomorrow morning on pricing. What we're kind of looking at there is tomorrow I'll meet with them to look at an option with 4 cameras for the park kind of area. And also another option, 8 cameras. We'll see what cost comes in at.
So is that basically where you're cameras?
Yeah, for this year, that's what we had, you know, we have a set amount, so we'll see, you know, what that cost comes in at. But the main thing was, is what Greg wanted was the bathrooms, kind of the ponds where we could see the ponds, and then also the open filter in them buildings, because it seems to be where we have the most trouble. And then I guess once we have pricing, we can kind of figure out, well, if we want to add cameras to the baseball park or, you know, other places in town too.
I think I would add to the conversation about the cameras that we had is with our friends that had the next to the ballpark. Not quite as bad as birds in the Hitchcock film, but pretty thick this weekend.
I have talked with some members of the baseball club, and they're going to try addressing that issue on a personal note before involving the city.
Well, that's all I had. The only last thing I'll say is, as this week goes on, make sure you're driving extra careful. Drive sales are coming through. So hopefully there'll be a lot of vehicles and good traffic in town. I always look at the kids, and I know some adults have done
Okay. When we see him, we'll think of a light we have. Hopefully they're stopped, they're forward up there now as of today, so
he was born. Mm-hmm. There's something in there.
Okay. Or on the sign or something.
Last thing I can get.
Anything else for the good of the council?
Councilmember
Weber, second. Moving seconded to adjourn the city council. Mayor Wanda, all opposed. Hamburg City Council, adjourned for June 22nd.